Democrat Benny Thompson touts bipartisan J6 committee after Trump indictment. By Nick Gilbertson on August 1, 2023. Representative Benny Thompson, DMS, was quick to claim credit for the defunct January 6 committee after a grand jury returned an indictment against former President Donald Trump on Tuesday in connection to the 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. Soon after the Washington, D.C., grand jury returned a four-count indictment against the leading Republican presidential candidate, Thompson took to X, formerly Twitter, and lauded the bipartisan subcommittee he chaired in the last Congress. And, at the end of its investigation, the bipartisan January 6 Select Committee turned over to the Justice Department its evidence of an extensive plot by the ex-president to overturn the presidential election on January 6 and prevent the peaceful transfer of power, Thompson wrote. Today's charges are consistent with those the Select Committee referred to the special counsel last year. And successful prosecutions will not only bring accountability but also help prevent something like January 6 from ever happening again, he added. As Breitbart News senior editor Joel Polak noted, Trump faces four counts, one on conspiracy to defraud the U.S., one on conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, one of obstruction and attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and one of conspiracy against rights. It alleges Trump understood he lost the 2020 election but was determined to stay in power. Along with Thompson, other members of the partisan committee, including Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, expressed their glee over the indictment. "We're coming toward an inflection point, and a fraught moment in the history of our democracy," Schiff posted on X. "But frankly, considering the interests of justice and the rule of law, it's about damn time." Former Representative Adam Kinzinger, REL, a staunch Trump critic who was just one of two Republicans to serve on the committee, likened the 45th president to Benedict Arnold and labeled him a stain on history once the indictment came down. In a release, the Trump campaign slammed the indictment as the latest corrupt chapter in the continued pathetic attempt by the Biden crime family and their weaponized Department of Justice to interfere with the 2024 presidential election, in which President Trump is the undisputed frontrunner.